Well, a very busy, active day on Tuesday across the Ozarks in southwest Missouri. A number of tornado warnings. I'd venture to say more than 15. We'll try to get the exact amount. And very active weather, including a confirmed EF0 tornado near Purdy. I'm Brian Houseworth, joining me to kind of recap what's happening and talk about survey teams is Corey Rothstein, who's with the National Weather Service in Springfield. Corey, let's go ahead and start with that tornado in Purdy. You guys have confirmed a tornado did hit kind of in the Pleasant Ridge area.
Yes, we did have a tornado hit in the Pleasant Ridge area. That was an EF0. We had wind damage with that of 85 miles per hour. The path width was about 200 yards, and it was on the ground for 5 miles. Damage associated with that, just a moment here, was the...
No, take your time.
So, yeah, so that was on the ground from 4:25 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. So we had numerous trees uprooted with that. It destroyed several outbuildings as well. We also just confirmed a tornado in Wheaton. The damage with that was multiple buildings, four of which were barns that were completely destroyed. There was also hundreds of trees that were blown down with that. The path length started just to the southwest of Rocky Comfort, and that continued through Wheaton into about 5 miles northeast of Wheaton. That was confirmed to be an EF1 tornado with wind gusts up to 110 miles per hour. At the widest the tornado got was a half mile and had a path length of 12 miles. And that was on the ground from 3:42 to 4:04 p.m.
Wow. So let's go back to that first tornado. You're saying that tornado was on the ground for 10 minutes? Did I hear that right?
Yes. According to our National Weather Service survey, that was on the ground for 10 minutes.
Okay. So we've confirmed two tornadoes, Wheaton and the other town, Purdy. Are there survey teams in those areas, and do you have survey teams in other communities?
We do have two other survey teams out. We've been looking at other locations such as Miller, Rogersville, Ozark. There's a few other locations. With how many, we had a total of 42 tornado warnings that we issued between last night, or last evening and last night. So likely won't be able to get to all those locations today, but we're trying our quickest to get those surveys done before our next round of storms arrives this evening.
Yeah, because that's coming here. And I know you're very busy. I appreciate your patience. I'll wrap this up. So you guys issued 42 tornado warnings. You've sent survey teams out to multiple locations. You're trying to get it done as quickly as possible because we have more severe weather on the way. But at this point, because of time, at this point you have confirmed two tornadoes, one in Wheaton and one in Purdy. Is all that correct?
The one near Purdy was actually in the Pleasant Ridge area.
Near Pleasant Ridge, northeast of Purdy.
Yes, that's correct.
Absolutely. And the final question for you is coming into this evening, after what we've had a very active day and even maybe more active tonight, what are you worried about looking at the forecast tonight? What's your concern?
Our main concern tonight is going to be for some scattered thunderstorm development, mainly during the evening and continuing into the overnight hours. The main concern with that is going to be locally damaging wind gusts, as well as a possibility of some hail up to the size of quarters. Additionally, we're looking at about a half to 1 inch of additional rainfall with this during the overnight hours, and given the flooding across our area, that is also a concern.
And final question, do you know how much rain southwest Missouri received in general in the last, let's say, 48 hours?
Yeah, over the last 48 hours, we received anywhere from around 3 to just over 6 inches.
6 inches. Anything you'd like to add? I know you're very busy.
The survey teams will continue looking. We're looking at multiple locations, and as time allows, we'll continue to try and verify tornado warnings.